Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, I'm going to get into the very latest as Paul Ryan is expected and poised to take the Speaker of the House job. Also, something I talked about probably a year ago that's still going on right now, the issue of separation of church and state and what it means, and some things that happened on The View and other things that have been going on nationwide. Also, it's nice to finally see, like I have been seeing, people on the left and the right being fed up with the government. And is Charlie Rangel on crack because of comments he said after a Tuesday town hall meeting? Lord help him. He's got to be on something. Also, I'm waiting for all these closet racists to come out now that Harriet Tubman's poised to be on the $20 bill. Whatever. Anyways. That and much, much more. Also, Hillary Clinton is testifying. Psalms 14:1 states, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Welcome to the program, folks. And I want to get into that verse plays a role in something that my buddy Craig Barlow in Texas, I love you, man. He sent me this. Hilarious. There was an atheist that got it. Attorney in Palestine, in Texas. It's a small town in East Texas. And he filed a lawsuit against Easter and Passover, holy days and stuff, saying that, you know, it's discrimination because, you know, Jews have Christmas and they have Passover and Easter and all this, and atheists have no holidays and all this. And, you know, after hearing all this passionate stuff from the attorney, the judge bangs the gavel. Case dismissed. And said, wait a minute, how can you do this? And da da da. You know, the Jews have Passover and Hanukkah and all this stuff, and Christians have these holidays. And the judge leaned into his chair slowly and said, but you do, your client, counselor, is willfully ignorant. The attorney said, Your Honor, we are unaware of any special observant holiday for atheists. The judge said, Psalm 14:1 states, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So you do have a holiday. It's called April Fool's Day. Case dismissed. That's just, oh, that was just great. It's nice to have a judge that knows his scripture. Amen to that. Anyways, I want to get really quick into this. Paul Ryan's actually is poised to take the Speaker of the House job, which is the third most important job in the, you know, besides in our government, besides the president and vice president. And he's asked if he could have the job, and, you know, with these stipulations and guidelines, because he's going to try to, take what's, I guess some people think that there is a House divided, you know, across the Republicans and bring them together and do more conservative things. And it doesn't matter what he does because he's going to get blamed whether it's good or bad, you know. But, I mean, I think he'll do it. I think he'll be bipartisan. This is what we need to do. We need to uphold, you know, when we swear on the Bible and we said we're going to uphold the Constitution, we need to start doing that. And I think he's someone that actually realizes that most of us, unlike some established people like Charlie Rangel, that we're fed up with the way this country's being handled. It's not that we want to take the Tea Party that we are and you know, destroy the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I would have no problem with Democrats if they wanted to uphold the Constitution. What happened to Ronald Reagan when he got shot at? He said, we need to have more guns. He wanted not less. He wasn't trying to, okay, we need to ban guns now. Okay, 1937, folks, that's when they put the Marijuana Stamp Tax Act, and they basically made it illegal to have marijuana, and it's been around every day since then. No law is going to fix anything, you know, and I think Paul Ryan, when he gets in there, he wants to try to unite everyone and get them on the same page. Hopefully he can do that. I mean, some people say it's going to be a short and he's like a temporary person until they find a more permanent solution, but I don't think that. I think if he can, we'll see. We have to wait and see, but I think he's going to be someone that's going to, I think, try to unite and be the voice of the people. He's someone that I like him for being the Speaker of the House for one thing, because it'll be, I will see if he caves on issues that most conservative independents like me / Tea Party people want to see. You know, is he gonna be another John Boehner where Obama's gonna say this and he's just gonna, nope, Obamacare's the lay of the land, so that's what it's gonna be. You know, because I remember that with John Boehner. You know, he was like, well, we need to get rid of Obamacare and da da da. And as soon as he became Speaker and got in there, Obamacare's the lay of the land, that's what it's gonna be, so we're just gonna leave it. Sorry. You can say, hey, we're going to keep, this is what's bad about Obamacare, we're going to fix it. We're going to make it better by eliminating it and saying, let's keep everyone that's got insurance, make sure nothing changes with them. It does with this Obamacare. And let's find a way to make it affordable for the average person to get health care. You know, not use... Okay, we're going to set up a very complicated website by a company from Canada that, not really from Canada, but Canada fired them. But we're going to use them to, you know, no. We need to have someone with a backbone that says, hey, this is what we want to do. I want to find a way to cross the aisle and get people, hey, I'm a liberal, but I support the guy. I see what he wants to do. But I don't see that, like my wife said, I really don't see, but then that happening, because you have most of the people I know that are on the left, they're just like, this is how I feel. I don't care. I don't want to see the video of Hillary Clinton taking a knife and stabbing someone, and that is hypothetical, it's not real, you know. I don't care, I'm voting for it. I don't care what you say about Barack Obama, you know. I mean, imagine if the government was a business. We're going to go on the Kyle conversation and make believe, and we're going to go to pretend that the government's a business. How long do you think that business would stay afloat if it was run by Republicans or Democrats? It'd have been shut down a long time ago. But since they got like a mamby-pamby fairy wand, they can just, okay, federal, the mint, we need more money. I don't have any. You want to know why the 1970s and 80s, a lot of those baseball cards and 90s baseball cards are worth nothing? Because they printed crap tons of them, and everyone put them in protective cases and saved them. The reason why the ones from the 30s and 40s and even some of the old tobacco cards are so valuable is because there might be one or two that are in really good condition, you know. Same thing with money. Money's valuable, but if you keep printing it and printing it and printing it, how valuable do you think you're making it? If you gave everyone at home a way to print money whenever they wanted it, what do you think would happen to the inflation? It'd go through the roof. Mom, I need $20. The money-making machine's in the corner. You know how to turn it on, son. If it was that easy, who would work? You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but you have to have greeters at Walmart. You have to, not everyone's going to be that, you know, I mean, me and my wife are working paycheck to paycheck, and thanks to makingmoney.com, we're making lots of money, you know. Are you sick and tired of struggling at home? Are you sick and tired of making it? Do what the thousands of people have done and go to makingmoney.com when you can make billions of dollars in just weeks a day. You don't even have to quit your job. It's got a 30-day money-back guarantee, just $29.99. You know, if all those money-making schemes that they had on TV really worked, who would work? You would just buy real estate. Well, how can you buy or sell real estate if you ain't working, you ain't got a job? You know, there has to be doctors and lawyers and all this. You know, you're going to have many different demographics. You know, but this notion, as I kind of move forward, that, oh, everyone's going to make $15 an hour. I mean, if you're really going to get $15 an hour for flipping a burger, let me tell you something. I'm in the wrong business. I need to quit my job and get a raise to go to McDonald's. I don't think you're ever going to cross the aisle, you know, and that's where I leave that, because that's what Paul Ryan's going to have to do. He's going to have to, we need to get someone in there that's going to make the Republicans look good to a teenager, because I don't remember many teenagers going, yeah, George Bush, yeah, they were like, Bill Clinton, man, woohoo, yeah, did you, and they'd always ask, teach me, did you vote for Bill Clinton? I don't know what Democrats, why people see them as like the hip, cool party that like all the kids want to, I don't know. Because like I'm alluding to, and basically my point is, Republicans and Democrats, if they were running a restaurant, it'd close. A department, don't matter what it is. If it was a business, it'd close. And if you were on planet Mars or something, I watched about 5 hours, because I had to do a lot of stuff today, but I still watched about 5 hours of the hearings with Hillary Clinton, and Lord help me, my mom still thinks she's getting away, she'll get off, whatever, you know, I could see that, but
yes, but she knows
she's, yeah, she does, she acts like, it doesn't matter, I am who I am, you know, like, I'm, like, she seems emotionless, and what I would love to see is actually a facial expressions expert to get their opinion. Because I remember I was watching this show on Bigfoot and UFOs and different things, and they had a facial expressions expert. And she goes, on like three of the cases, she goes, I can't say what they saw. I can just tell you that this guy believes what he's telling me. He believes he saw an object of unknown origin. He believes, like, okay, like, if you've seen an airplane in the sky, you've seen a bird or whatever, you know what it looks like. He's telling me that when he looked up in the sky, he saw something he's never seen before. And that's basically, that's, you know, I would love to see what her facial expressions say, because a lot of them just seem like she's like, why am I here? Oh, I'm just, this is a campaign. This is like public exposure.
Why am I being bothered? I'm beneath this. I mean, this is beneath.
Yeah. Like she's like, and this is what, and I was thinking about this today, and this is what I feel, honestly, that she's like, well, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to do this because the Republicans, this is an attack from the Republican Party against me because I'm going to be president, da 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 da. It's like, this is about honoring the members of the families who died. This is, if, like, I think Trey Gowdy is one of these people that, like, if the outcome is she's innocent, then hey, we're sorry, you know? Look, we'll move forward. But this is an investigation. They're just trying to find out information from her, whatever the outcome, you know? And they're going back and forth, and, you know, but I guess this is my question that I guess Hillary never really answered. And if anyone's got an opinion on this, go on my conversation page or go on my Facebook page and let me know, because she told her family and like the one of the heads of Egypt that it was a terrorist attack. But at the same time, she's telling the American people it's because of some cartoon video making fun of Mohammed that started it all. Why was she telling her family something? She should have came out and said, okay, well, we said that video thing because of stuff that went down. This was classified stuff that was happening, and until everyone involved, we got all the information and the families were notified what actually happened, we had to say what we said. Then, okay. Then you should have just said, hey, you know, we have an issue with, you know, something happened. There was a breach. We need to find out what's going on. I don't think I've ever seen Hillary on the, well, I want to help find out why these guys were not better protected. Until the hearing, when she's been forced to kind of, well, this is, you know, yeah, but she didn't, yeah, but she didn't have that voice like she gave a crap. Yep. And but I watched it just because I'm in, but that excites me, all this stuff, and you know, and I'm just a political nerd, you know. I'm fascinated by how the government runs, and and it's just, I mean, how can you watch that? I'm like, well, because I want to hear both sides. I want to hear both sides because I want to know, okay, maybe they bring out evidence that says, wait a minute, well, okay, well, this changes everything. You know, I still think maybe she should have done more of this or that, but I can say, okay, maybe she might pull out something that says, this will justify why I did what I did, you know, and all, you know, and then we go, okay, well, I still don't want you for president, but you shouldn't be prosecuting, whatever. You know, it's like, because someone got into me with O.J. Simpson. I'm like, when he was found not guilty, I'm like, okay, well, obviously there wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt he did it. So, you know, we have a court system. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better in some countries where, okay, you rob something, they cut off your hand, and they may find out 2 hours later after they chopped your hand off for stealing something that you didn't actually do it. Yeah, here you go, sir. Here's your hand. Try to put it. We're very sorry. No. You know, our government, our court system is not perfect. Our country is not perfect, but
it's the best thing ever.
But it's the best, and we cannot keep apologizing. I mean, it does. It gets old. I had someone, as I want to move into this, because I think it's just cool that Harriet Tubman's going to be on the $20 bill. From what I'm understanding, that's what's supposed to happen, and I'm all for it. And one of my friends, his buddy's like, waiting for all the closet racists to come out and go off on this. I'm like, and I was so half tempted to say, well, why would we? She was, you know, look into your history, because they probably won't teach you this. It was a black man. I don't remember his name, but it was a black man that was giving false information to the British to help us win the Revolutionary War. You know, go back in time. In Africa, there were blacks that were helping capture other blacks to have them sent over here, their own people. You talk to a couple of my black friends, they'll tell you that Africans don't like blacks from America. They like, you know, we're not racist just because we disagree with Obama. I just don't, I mean, and now this $20 bill, now it's, I mean, I'm wondering if it's, oh, let's do this, let's see if we can cause even more. What would be the controversy? She was a great person in American history. If you had Martin Luther King on the $20 bill, I'd be like, yes, sir, it's about time. He did a heck of a lot for this country. Some of the most influential people in this country were not even in the government.
We have
Yep-er. You know, that's what infuriated me after that town hall meeting in New York where Charlie Rangel's like, well, you know what, these Tea Party people, they're just... And the guy that made the question, the guy that asked the question, I swear, it almost seemed like he was a conservative type person asking, like, so what do you think the motive is for the Tea Party people and all this stuff? And, you know, we're not trying to destroy anything. The government's destroying itself. We're just people, there is a bigger majority of people that are been like I've always been. Okay, well, I'm not going to give up my right to vote. I'm going to vote. But I don't like either candidate. I think going back to 95 or whenever, like 96, I think, was the first time I could vote, or 94 or whatever. One of the elections, my first election, I forget.
It should have been
92, I think, was the first time I could vote. I didn't like really any. I was like, well, he's the best of the worst. They both stink, you know, and I wish I could have put none of the above. You know, but. Because I'll be honest, when I go to the polls, it'll come up in my area to where I can vote, to where there are people that I don't even know them. I've not seen one thing, and there's times where I won't even vote, and, you know, because I'm like, I don't know him, I don't feel right to vote for somebody I don't know, or either candidate. Sometimes there's only one, so it wouldn't matter, they're basically in. As long as they vote for themselves, they won the nomination, you know, for Clowney County Clerk 2, you know, Mickey Mouse, or whoever it is. You know, you need to, I mean, that's what I guess I get such a diverse listener audience, because I'm real. I mean, I'm not trying to push one agenda or the other. I'm like, I just call what I see. If you want to vote for Hillary Clinton, great. Just know enough about her. Know what she's about, what she wants. You want Bernie Sanders? Great. Know what he stands for. You know? Pretend he's got a NASCAR fire suit on and tell me what the stickers are on there. Who's sponsoring him? What does he support? So that when you go to the polls, well, hey, well, I don't really like this guy, but hey, he's the best of the worst, and, you know, we'll because I have so many people that will dog a Ted Cruz or a Mike Lee or a Donald Trump or a Carly Fiorina for the same reason. They'll say negative stuff about them, and I'm like, well, that's... I could say the same thing about Barack Obama. He really had no experience going into becoming president, except for he did something in Chicago, you know, Senate and stuff. But, you know, he's a great speaker with a teleprompter. Without it, Lord help him. But, you know, Ted Cruz has no experience. I'm like, well, gee. I couldn't imagine being an operating room and telling people this is, you know, because you got a guy's life in your hand. You got to tell them to do this and this and, you know, okay, this, I need you to snip here, suction, okay. Scalpel, whatever. I'm not a doctor. I'm a chef, but you know, it takes a lot of leadership to do what he does. But at least he's someone that's like, I feel honest. You know, but when that guy posted that thing, like, I'm waiting for all the closet racists to come out about Harriet Tubman. I'm like, oh Lord, here we go again. You know, someone lost me, and that's, I've gotten to that point, and I made that, I think about 3 weeks ago, I made that decision that my friend, he lost me. I didn't lose him. I didn't choose to not be his friend anymore. He chose to believe that we're all white racist
Aryan Brotherhood members because we disagree with Barack Obama, when if I posted everything that I post about the left or right that's negative, if everything I posted just about Barack Obama and things I hate about him and his administration, if all that was about George Bush, he'd be praising me. He'd be going, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But since it's about Barack Obama, I'm racist. Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, and like I've said, and I hopefully I said it right, but Bill Cosby, is he guilty or not? I don't know. Let the courts decide it. If it ever goes to that. You know? When did the media become the judge and jury? And that's what's wrong with society. Because I actually turned on, we get Al Jazeera America on our TV, and I was actually watching it because they had some of the Hillary Clinton stuff when I couldn't find it on other TVs. And it might have been that, it might have been like a thing like where they, because they'll go to where they'll do some commenting about what was just shown, because they'll show like a hour of the thing, and then they'll go to like commercial for a little bit, and then they'll come back and they'll have the announcers, and they were going left and right off on Hillary. Well, I mean, I guess the American people want to know why Hillary was saying, and I quote, it was about a cartoon depicting Muhammad or whatever, and that's why these people, aka, you know, the Benghazi incident happened because of all these, because of this cartoon, this video. Well, why was she telling her family and these other people that it was a terrorist attack? It wasn't about a video. And they were going off on me, and I was surprised because they seemed very down the middle. They seemed very like, well, this is why I think Hillary has done nothing wrong, and this is why I think she's done something wrong. So they had both. I was actually surprised. They seemed to have, like, both sides of the issue being talked about, which it's hard to find. And I'll give that network a little kudos. I never thought I would, but I'm one of those people I want to watch and judge for myself. I'm not just going to say, well, MSNBC stinks. I'm going to watch it and go, wait a minute, what the heck? And I will from time to time just to see, okay, if some breaking story comes out, I just want to see what their view is of it, what their side is of it. And sometimes I'm like, are you kidding me? And sometimes you're like, well, I never thought of it like that. But, I mean, it's just sometimes I just wonder how. But like I've said before, I don't know if it's changed much, but at one time, Fox News had a 29% believability, and that was the highest of any network. But then most of the people don't care. And yeah, you know what? This country is going to go on whether I'm here or not. Don't matter. You could spend $100 trillion and I'm still, you know, whatever. You know, but then I want to get into something that was that I found out that I think it's like ESPN is going to let go 350 employees. I guess they're saying that there's, in the United States alone, there was like 3.2 million people cutting the cable and not getting like cable or satellite. And they're just using the internet and getting all their information off of there and like either having Hulu or Netflix and that's it. And I guess from every subscriber, they get $6. And, you know, I guess they're just losing revenue. And it goes to a point that I said a while back ago. If you had to pay per channel, and you, okay, let's say even if it's 10 cents per channel, and you could select any channels you wanted, some of those networks wouldn't, like MSNBC probably wouldn't be on the air. Fox News would probably stay on barely. You know, some of those networks that wouldn't even be on there because they. But then there's 75 million channels, you know, and it's like, okay, Do you want to watch Welcome Back Carter reruns, the Jefferson reruns, Sanford and Son reruns, or Different Strokes? Hey, can't someone come up with some new programming that's not reality TV? I just get so tired of... Welcome to Barbershop New York, the new season. As we ended last season, Jamiroquai was going nuts because Jamel messed up his barbershop. You know, and I mean, and when you watch the thing, you can tell they probably have psychiatrists that handpick people on these shows just because they know they're going to fight and kick each other and beat each other up or whatever. I just want to sit back and laugh. You know, what's wrong with the show like Friends again or like X-Files, which I heard's coming back for like 5 shows or whatever. Or, you know, like TV, you know, like that's why I guess at night I'll put on Family Guy. And, you know, Bob's Burgers and stuff, just so I can laugh and just, you know, American Dad, just to end my day, because there's not really any late night talk shows anymore that aren't like, because like the, well, it didn't take but about 1 week for that guy on, the new guy that's taken over for the Daily Show to show that he's very 100% progressive. Let me tell you about that circus. I mean, Democrats. No, I'm talking about the, you know, the Republican Party. Yeah, that circus. Let me tell you all about that. Okay, click. You know, I want to see a show like that where they make fun of everybody. Left, right. You know, that's what was... Carson.